Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to share my story. I attended a retreat a few years ago here in Texas, Project Rachel retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And my life has changed tremendously since then. And I feel emotional because I just, God is just huge. I mean, it's the healing I thought I never, you know, I couldn't face it for a long time. And the healing that I received in that weekend, that taking the steps, it was life-changing. I had not been to confession in over 20 years. I thought that I was not deserving. And so that started my journey back by attending retreat. And it's been pretty amazing.
Yeah, how long ago was that retreat?
It's been 2 years.
And have you, and since you made the retreat, have you seen that the healing and everything can be continuing?
Oh, it's been, yes, amazing. The one thing I learned was that I learned, like, kind of on my own, but going through, you know, I had, like, this realization that you don't get to grieve. When you have an abortion, you don't get to grieve.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you talk about. It's not something, especially when you have people convincing you that it's no big deal, or,
right,
you know, clump of cells or all these things that they try to convince you. But the fact is no, you lost a child and you were a mother. You're a mother just without a child, and you don't get to grieve. You don't go through the process. And I was locked in that.
Right.
For years,
right.
Locked in that hurt. I couldn't even verbalize it. I couldn't tell anyone. My husband didn't even know.
Mm.
And we'd been together for a while. So, yeah, I mean, it took a couple of years to even call,
mm-hmm,
to go. I was aware of it, and I would chicken out. I guess I kind of thought, well, how could they, you know, what difference would it make, or how, you know, in a weekend or whatever. But yeah, it was pretty effective and really got me to an amazing place, just spiritually and emotionally.
Right. It's so beautiful to see and to hear, and we really appreciate you calling and sharing with us, because people hear it from me, they may not completely listen to it, but they hear you say it, you know, what you experienced. But I think what you said about grief is really important, because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, a child has been lost, and therefore that child needs to be grieved, and we need to grieve for the child. And yet society says, oh, it's no big deal, there's nothing, it wasn't a baby, or get over it, it was the best choice, or whatever. And so that grief has just been buried away. And so the retreat gave you a place and a safe place to be able to grieve. And that was part of the healing process, was it not?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something I find to be one of the most amazing things, is that it brings down the doors that have been, or the walls that have been put up within us, you know, that say it's okay to grieve, it's okay to tell people what happened, and to be accepted and be loved as you tell them what happened in your life, you know, that led to it and came from it, and it's okay to experience anger, you know. I mean, so
mm-hmm,
it kind of helps bring down all those walls that have been put up that have kept us from communing with God. And,
yes,
and with ourselves.
Well, I was surprised to find out what I was really angry at, or who I was angry at,
mm-hmm,
going through the steps. So that definitely, affected all those steps that we learned at retreat. That it's just a great program. I think Project Rachel is similar to Rachel's Vineyard. Mm-hmm. And the way it's put together, I've, you know, it's just amazing. So I wanted to share my story, and in case anyone's out there thinking that, I don't know, maybe wondering if that's something that they want to do or need to do, I say yes. You know, just make the call. Don't be scared, and it's life changing.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing with us.
Yeah, if I might be presumptuous and ask a question, if you can say no if you don't want to answer the question. I'm just curious, before and after the retreat, who was God? Where was God for you?
I believed in God, and I prayed to God when I was in a desperate or something, but I did not feel like God would ever forgive me. I felt like I was not deserving of God's grace, worthy of a good life. I actually trashed my life for a long time. I was like the poster child for the side effects, you know, you hear about,
right,
the symptoms of post-abortive pain. I was that person. And now, well, it's just, yeah, God, I didn't know God. Like, you know, I just didn't know. And now I do, and I'm a completely different person. And yeah.
God went.
Sorry, I'm feeling a little emotional just thinking about the joy I feel now. It just makes me very emotional.
So God went from being, you know, the judge who you were afraid or didn't think would forgive you to now being truly your father who you know his love.
Yes.